It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song!
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Stephen M. Bones.
And this is Killed to Death.
And guess what? It's the Improvised True Crime Podcast.
Steve, you were on a train today.
Whoa. Okay. Don't dox me.
You mean, I guess honk.
Honk, honk. That's the,
beep,
the sound
beep.
Of the train whistle coming in.
Chugga, beep, chugga, beep. Chugga. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. All aboard. Yeah, that's good.
And that inspired us to come up with a list of train tips. Tips for
train.
Taking the train. When you're taking the train, what are some important things to keep in mind? Whether you're a passenger or the conductor.
Well, if you're a passenger, check for what platform you're supposed to board on. Because when you show up, it can say any number of things. And a lot of people are going to like to joke around. A lot of people are going to like to run their little cart in between the platforms because they think it's very funny and it's like Harry Potter, but it's not actually a joke. And that is how people get hurt. So you need to check to make sure that you're on an actual platform and don't engage with any of their tomfoolery.
Don't.
This is serious.
Don't joke on the platform.
Don't joke on the platform. That's not the platform.
You're about to watch the train.
That's another big one. Well, I won't get into that tip, but that's part of it. Well, mind yourself on the platform, and when the train's coming in, give me one of these.
Oh, for the listener.
I'm doing one of these.
The truck honk honk sound.
No, it's the train honk honk sound.
Oh, beep beep.
That's right. And the conductor will do it for you if he's nice.
Yeah.
Or she.
That leads right into my tip.
Which is anyone can be a conductor.
Yeah. It is find out which one is the girl's car, and then you and the boys from the boys' car can sneak over and do a prank.
Yeah, that's true.
You can put a frog in there.
Yeah, put an invasive species in the girl's car.
You know what? Almost any animal on a train is an invasive species.
That's
very few are endemic to a train.
Yeah. What about a cat? Like the Kit Kat bars that
cat,
they serve.
Cat, owl, rat, sometimes.
Oh, now I
see. I'm doing one of these little jokes
okay.
that
and
you're talking
and that shouldn't
about.
Be a joke. That should not don't be a joke.
Don't talk about Harry Potter near a train.
Yeah, don't do it.
Watch
and also,
the train.
I know for me, I watched a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine to prepare myself, and... that was less helpful than I thought it would be because it turns out, and this is for anyone, first-time riders, none of the trains have faces.
Mm.
Not
so you
one.
Don't know which
and
one
I've
is
seen.
Which.
Exactly. It's way harder to know their names. It's
and
way
their
harder
personalities.
To know. It's way harder to know what they're all about. You can be halfway through a trip and not even know what kind of guy you're on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Whether it's a Percy, a Henry, or a, I guess, Thomas. I thought I'd have a third different one.
Is that the show that does something you were scared of as a kid?
Yes. Anyone who knows me knows my three biggest fears as a kid were the segment on Sesame Street where toys came to life at night. Mm-hmm. Number two was the mask in my Bubby and Zadie's den. Mm-hmm. And number three was the episode of Thomas the Tank Engine that had a dragon in it. And it made me scared
dragon.
Of dragon for years. And I never watched Thomas again. That's a good tip. You know, bonus tip. Watch out for dragons.
We said no Harry Potter talk on the platform.
Oh, I got a tip.
Yeah.
In your fifth year, you don't even have to take a train. Use a threstle. The
threstles
pull the carriages.
Oh, those things. Oh, yeah. I thought
and then you don't even
about,
have to use a train. That's my train tip.
What's it called when they, a widget or something? They grab the boot and then they
flu
swirl?
Powder?
No, come on. What is this?
Oh,
Chamber of Secrets? Come on.
Oh, this is, we're talking Triwizard Tournament port
key. Fourth one. Port key.
Port key.
I was pretty, pretty close with widget, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
also,
you're thinking
you
of wizard.
You're a widget, Harry.
That's what I say to my browser. Fuck it. Steve.
Yeah, you always got Harry on your browser. You know what I'm saying?
No. No. Steve,
I thought you were going to ask if I wanted to solve a murder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask for another
had
tip.
That, it had that intonation.
It did. And looking at the time, I should ask you that. Steve, would you like to solve a murder?
I was ready for this question, and the answer is yes.
Ooh, that sounded rehearsed.
Because I didn't stumble over my words.
The victim, Jamie Flanagan, found dead on a water slide. Today's guest, Dylan Basher, lifeguard who found the body. Dylan, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Steve is on a train.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind train of train? Right, bullet train?
Regular style.
Locomotive.
Track one, yeah.
Yeah, locomotive.
Track train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coal train.
Yes. That's the one.
Okay.
It was good. It was a good one. And where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm taking this call from my van.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Where are you parked? Looks like you're in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah. I'm at the pool.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that there's like water filling slowly.
No. I'm not inside the pool. I did park my van in the pool.
Then explain the water.
Well, the water is because, you know, I had a couple of those big jugs of water. You know, the big ones that you put in a machine. You can have cold water on one side. You can have hot water on the other side. I had a couple of those just tumbling around the back of my van.
Just loose?
Yeah. And it hit some of my loose weights. And it just burst it open. And, you know, it's I'm slowly drowning maybe, but I'm a lifeguard, so it's okay.
You can save yourself.
Resuscitate myself. Yeah. But the upholstery in my car, that's a different story.
Your
that's
van sounds like it's a hazard to drive in. There's just loose weights.
Yeah, there's also a hot plate, and there's a nice...
You live out of your van?
I didn't say that.
No, I asked that.
Yeah?
No, Steve said it. It's hard to tell sometimes in the form of a question.
I said it, yeah.
Okay, I live out of my van, all right? I'm not proud of it, but sometimes...
That's a big trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's true. Have you done TikTok showing off your van? These are my weights. This is my hot plate.
No, I use TikTok mostly for my professional wrestling.
Oh, you're a professional wrestler.
Oh yeah.
If you're also a lifeguard, it sounds like you might be an amateur wrestler.
I get paid, therefore.
Okay.
Professional.
Yeah.
I've wrestled.
Do you want to promote your TikTok here? I mean, there's plugs at the end, but would you like to tell everyone about your page?
Yeah, sure.
You get a couple follows.
It's at Silky Basher on TikTok. That's my ring name, Silky, because all my moves are silky smooth. I'm also a heel. I don't know if you boys know what that means, but it means I am a bad guy in the ring.
What do you do?
What do you mean? What are my bad maneuvers?
Do you mean you're a bad wrestler?
No, I'm not a bad wrestler. I'm an expert ringsmith. That's not even a term. I just
invented
that
right now.
You make the ring. I help with the ring sometimes. That's how I got my start. But let me tell
you. Designed rings.
No, I was one of those ring guys, the ring pigs that would just, you know, help set up the ropes, the mat. That's how I got started in my local promotion. But now I travel all over the place in my van, and I got my silky smooth moves, including sliding right through somebody's legs and giving them an uppercut right to the nuts.
That does sound like something the villain would do.
Yeah, it's real.
That sounds silky
tactic.
Smooth.
It is.
Is
silky
it your
smooth.
Choice to be the villain? Like, did you choose that role, or are you kind of in that until maybe you can move up to being the hero?
Hey, let me tell you something. Every good hero needs a villain. Every Superman needs a Lex Luthor. Every Harry Potter needs a Dumbledore. Nope.
Yeah,
every
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter needs a Voldemort. Twist.
Do you guys remember that fist fight between Dumbledore and Harry Potter in that last movie? Just them tumbling down the stairs.
That's right. They're rolling down the hill.
What started as a fun pillow fight turned into a mayhem.
That's right.
It's six movies of pillow fights between Harry and Dumbledore, and then a seventh movie of a fist fight down the stairs. And Peeves is there pouring water on them or something.
Yeah, that's how
he's
the
real
it.
Villain.
Yeah.
Peeves is the villain of Harry Potter.
He is.
Yeah, he's a heel. Shit. He's a heel.
That's right. That's right.
But you're also a lifeguard.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Less of a villain in that role, right? You're saving lives.
Well, maybe. Let's see. Are you a heel as a lifeguard?
Actually, if I was a heel as a lifeguard, I would have never passed the bronze cross, which I need, of course.
You need the NLS, dude.
A lifeguard. I'm definitely a white hot baby face because I save people when I'm a lifeguard, and I'm very vigilant most of the time.
Right. You don't slide through their legs and punch them in the nuts.
Only if they ask.
Are you getting a lot of requests?
Hey, sometimes we get big fans coming through, and they say, hey, Silky, what are you doing up there? And I'm like, oh, I'm not Silky right now. I'm wearing red trunks, and that means I'm just Dylan, your friendly neighborhood lifeguard.
Oh, that's your lifeguard name?
Dylan. It's my government name.
Mm. Now, water slide to me implies water park, or is this just a pool with a water slide? Where do you lifeguard?
Just a water slide without the pool.
Well, in the same way that I am a traveling man for my craft of professional wrestling, sometimes when I'm in a different city, I can pick up some shifts. I got to know a bunch of lifeguards at a big old Ontario conference the last couple of years, and you know, sometimes I could just pop by. And it just happened that the one day I decided to pop by the water park, it was the day that they found that guy.
Now, what water park is this? Where in Ontario were you?
I was in Guelph.
Ah, the Guelph Water Park.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
crazy
kind of the Guelph
because
of Ontario.
Yeah, whatever that even means, right?
Yeah, I didn't quite make it out.
The Guelph of Ontario. My gosh. Yeah, I didn't even think they had enough money for, you know, general infrastructures, but dang, they got a big water slide at that park. It's closed now because somebody died in it. I don't know if you knew that. I think that's because that's why I'm here, right?
What is the name of that water park?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Guelph Water Park.
Oh,
it's
the Guelph Water Park.
Explanatory. Okay. It's the GWP.
And what do they have? You said a big slide.
Yep. They is got it? A wave pool.
Oh, nice.
They got a hot tub.
A hot tub?
Yep. It's just an above-ground hot tub. It's just sitting to the left of the pool.
It can fit four people.
Max. If there's any more than four people, I'm getting them out of there. I'm giving them the whistle, and I'm pulling them out.
Punching them in the nuts.
I'm getting them into a full Nelson, and if they're lucky, I'll punch them right in the nuts, teach them a lesson.
That's if they're lucky.
If they're lucky.
How much of your job is just pulling people out of that hot tub?
I mean, it kind of depends where I'm working, right? If they got hot tubs at the park, then pretty sure I'm going to have to pull one or two people out during the day. But if it's like my local pool... I just sit there most of the time. Sometimes I read books.
Now, do you have like a station at the Guelph Water Park? Like, are you at a certain feature or do you like rotate around?
There's a tower. And I sit at the top of it. And I blow my whistle if something happens. Or if I need to reprimand a young child.
Is this where you were on the day that Jamie died? Were you on tower duty?
I was on tower duty.
Mm.
Had you seen Jamie before you found him dead?
Yeah, actually, Jamie is a friend of mine. You know how I was talking about how every good hero needs a bad guy? Well, I'm the bad guy, and Jamie was the hero.
In wrestling?
That's right.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So he used to beat you up?
I mean, if the storyline was right, if the storyline was right, he would go over. But, you know.
Pants you in front of everyone?
I've given him a fair share of nut shots because you got to build up the cheap heat. You know what I'm saying? Cheap heat is when everybody hates you, right? And there's no better way of getting cheap heat than sliding in between somebody's legs and looking left, looking right, giving an uppercut right in the nuts.
What are you looking for?
The nuts. You gotta track the testes so you don't punch them too hard that they go back inside the body. You gotta punch them so it just rings on the thighs and that they drop down and they're not mortally wounded. You know, sack punching is a very, very specific art.
Right, it's like...
But you
it's
are
like
actually hitting him. This is not faked. You're not smacking the mat and pretending to punch. You're punching him in the nuts every time.
You know, people say that professional wrestling is fake, but it's not fake. We gotta do all of the moves, right? You gotta do the moves. You gotta be athletic. You gotta take the hits. And the only thing that's fake is that we know who's gonna win the match at the beginning of the match. All the results are predetermined, but I still gotta take the hits. You know?
Yeah. So
for the listener, you are jacked, we should say.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
And shirtless.
Thank you.
And silky smooth.
Yes. Obviously, because of my genetics, I do not grow very much body hair.
You wouldn't be showing up in my tabs.
Oh. Hey. Hey, that's naughty stuff. That's a heel move right there if you got my shirtless body on your tabs.
Are heels kinky?
They could be.
Let's not be restrictive. A heel can be into anything.
That's right.
Or nothing at all.
That's right. You could be
an asexual heel.
You could be an incredibly boring asexual heel.
Okay, and asexual does not mean boring. I would like to say that for the listeners.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Okay. Well, that's not a good stance, and I recommend everyone, you know, check out the Bedpost podcast.
Yeah.
This isn't the spot to learn about these sorts of things.
Yeah, I'm,
this is not the show for that.
Don't come to Kill to Death for your sexual education.
No.
But you can't come to Kill to Death if you want to know how to do an atomic elbow drop off the top rope.
Okay, tell
Great.
Us.
Great.
All right. So you got to climb up to the top rope and make sure you plant your feet because it gets a little bit sketchy up there. Then you prepare your elbow, you know, the hard part in the center of the arm. Well, you gotta raise it up. You gotta do some theatrics, right, boys? You know
smack
wrestling.
It a bit.
Point at your elbow.
Yeah, you gotta point at it. Yeah, smack it. Make sure it's activated. You activate the atoms. Oh yeah, you feel real good. And then you see your opponent, and you gotta make sure that when you drive your elbow down, it hits them in the squishy part of their body and not a part of the body that will make them hurt.
Hmm.
And then you jump, and you keep that elbow in the air, and you try to make it smack right in the soft part, and that's an atomic elbow, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, killed to death. We say this every week.
And elbow to death.
Don't say that you don't learn anything on this show.
That's
For
right.
anyone who keeps emailing us and saying, I didn't learn a single thing this week, what was that? What was that he just said? It sounded like knowledge. It sounded like a new tip.
Hot tip.
Lose our email. Lose it.
Yeah. Kids, don't try it at home. That's how devastating that move is.
So did you know Jamie was... Oh, sorry. But if what?
But if you do try it, the water would be a good place to try the elbow drop. The only thing that will be hurt is probably your skin if you land wrong. Don't belly flop or frog splash into the water because that's direct contact onto your abdomen.
Did you know Jamie was at the water park before you found him?
No.
Whoa.
But we were supposed to wrestle that night. Let me tell you that. I was really excited. We were supposed to have a program together, where he brings out the championship belt of Guelph. Yeah, that's right. The promotion.
The Guelph of Ontario.
The Guelph of Ontario belt. Let me tell you that. The GOB gob. I hear you calling. Oh, yeah. That's right. So he is supposed to have a great program with me. He's supposed to bring out the belt. And I was supposed to call him names, rude names, names that
what
Jamie
were you
gonna
call
would.
Him?
Oh, I was gonna call him little Jimmy Two Shoes. That's right. His name's
what,
not even
what's
Jimmy.
What's his wrestling name?
Oh, it's Axe Hand Warlord.
Right. Okay. And you were gonna say, "Hey, Jimmy,
hey,
Two,
Jimmy
Shoes.
Two Shoes."
Yeah, because I was gonna break kayfabe. You know what that is? That's like basically like the fake wrestling story. It's called kayfabe. So I was gonna break kayfabe, and I was gonna call him Jimmy Two Shoes because he's got very small feet for a man called Axe Hand Warlord. And I was gonna get that cheap heat, you know. I was gonna make fun of
by
his
saying he has two shoes.
Yeah, but those two shoes they got. What do you call them? Orthotics in them because he's got flat feet.
Mm-hmm.
flat. And that's what I was going to go in on too, you know. Dr. Yeah. Scholes.
Paging Dr. Scholes.
Paging Dr. Scholes. And everybody's going to boo me because that's a very sensitive topic, yeah. You know.
People we all have flat feet.
Yeah, yeah. Except for me, I got perfect arches because I trained as a ballet dancer very early in my life. That's why my maneuvers are also so smooth.
So you didn't know he was at the water park?
No, I didn't.
Let's talk about when you found his body then. Was it on the slide?
Yeah, it was on the slide, all right. And I recognized those two small feet anywhere.
Oh, they were small too.
Yeah, those two small feet were just sticking out the bottom of the slide. And I thought it might have been a child. But then I remembered, nope, those are the Flanagan phalanges if I ever saw them.
Is this a closed slide, like a full tunnel, or is it a half open? Steve!
I was just going to ask all about
no,
that.
No, you weren't.
I certainly was, because he mentioned the toes hanging at the bottom. So it's
closed.
Enclosed?
It's closed.
Okay. Those can get kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
In the dark.
Especially if you're afraid of the dark and heights.
Yeah.
And
water.
Fast stuff. And water.
And tubes.
Yeah.
If you're afraid of dark tubes, this thing is not for you.
Yeah, tubes. They
grab
can be dangerous.
Yogurt from Yoplait.
Oh. I like yogurt before a match. That's
you
what you said,
tubes,
right?
Yoplait. Grab and go yogurt from Yoplait. Yeah, so
yeah.
You can bring Go-gurts. That with you anywhere. It's,
exactly.
It's not just for home anymore.
It's just like me. I could go anywhere because I live in my van and it is my home.
Yeah.
I'm just like Go-Gurt. Except for sometimes when I'm in the ring, I'm bad for you. But when I'm a lifeguard, I'm good for you.
So you see feet. Poking out the bottom of this tube.
Yeah.
And you recognize them as Jamie's feet.
Yeah. The Flanagan phalanges.
So what do you do?
Well, I try to keep my cool. Nobody wants to see a heel in real life.
No,
cry.
But you're seeing two of them sticking out of the water slide.
Oh, that's devastating wordplay. Holy. You caught me off the... out of left field with that one.
Steve, we need an announcer for this podcast.
Yeah. Ooh, with the wordplay.
Yeah. Yeah, announcers and color commentators are essential in professional wrestling, and I think they could be essential in professional podcasting as well.
So you see those, you try and keep your cool. Do you blow your whistle at all?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way that I could express the emotions that I was feeling at that moment in time was I just grabbed my whistle, a silver whistle that was given to me by my first swimming teacher, Russ.
Oh, so you're sentimental.
Yep, from the YMCA in Newmarket, Ontario. Shout out to you, Russ.
Oh, I hope you still, visit the Silver City.
Yeah, I hope you're still, you know... teaching kids how to tread water.
Don't forget to go up and down Green Lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I blew the whistle, right? Right? As loud as I could. And everyone was like, hey, Dill, what's going on? And I said, this is bad. It's bad news.
How did you know it was bad? Was there, like, blood coming out of the slide?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was bad. Yeah, it was like this one time when Jamie and I were wrestling in Markham. And I went in for the kill. And my finisher, Silk Road, of course, because I was sliding down the Silk Road. And I punched the, you know, I told you about
your finisher
that.
Is also
you
a slide
left,
through the
you
legs.
Look right.
Yep.
So one time I slid and I went for the punch. But I didn't look left. I didn't look right. And Jamie, his ring gear, he's got this big belt buckle hanging down there. And I punched the belt buckle, and there's just blood everywhere. It was
yours or his?
It was both. Surprise. I bet you didn't expect that. It was both.
Griffin did not expect that response.
Yeah, I punched the belt buckle right into his wiener. Yeah, that's bad, right?
Wait, so you punched it from above?
It was like I accidentally slid too far, and when I went for the punch, I punched the belt buckle, and it just went downwards, and it hurt my hand.
Right into
it
his wiener.
And it just cut the ween, cut the main vein, cut the snake. Jake the Snake Roberts, that's a wrestler too. But anyway, there's blood everywhere, and we
and
had
no Jake the Snake.
So we had to make it happen.
The blood you saw this day was a lot like that time you punched a belt right into his wiener.
Yeah. It was gruesome.
Right.
It was like a gusher. Okay. You know?
So
those the childhood snacks, gushers, sometimes
turns your head into a fruit.
Yeah.
If you're not careful.
Yeah, careful.
That was a cautionary tale, that ad.
That's right. Also, doing flying headbutts from the top rope also will turn your head into a fruit. That's called CTE, everybody.
Yes, okay, be careful.
So you let out a long, mournful whistle because you see so much blood and you knew something was bad. You don't actually, it sounds like, do anything about it at this point. You're just expressing your dismay.
I was truly shocked to see someone I would consider my friend mortally wounded like that. I just didn't know what to do. And maybe that makes me a bad lifeguard. Maybe that was a heel move as a lifeguard to not do anything.
Did you ever go over to the slide?
I was just shocked. I couldn't do anything.
How long were you shocked for before you got down?
Police showed up. They interviewed you. They left.
Yeah,
it
was about an hour and 35 minutes of shock, if I'm going to be honest with you. It's what it said on my Apple Watch. I did close my eyes.
You went into state of shock? It registered?
Yeah, my heart rate, right? Apple Health, pretty crazy, right?
That right, you got to close your rings, dude.
Yeah, closing my rings, and it knew I was in shock.
You know all about closing the rings. You were a ring builder.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Devastating word play.
That is very, very devastating word play.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. We can recover from the wordplay. When we come back, hopefully we can figure out who did this to your longtime friend, rival, and it turns out water park patron.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Also, I'm going to open the door and let some of this water out because it's getting pretty deep.
Yeah, it's just flowing out of those jugs.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it right now. Okay. Okay, there we go.
We'll
that
be right
solved
back.
It right away.
And we are back on Killed to Death. Nah, Steve is not taking a drink, but he is writing something down. I always introduce Steve when he's busy.
I am multitasking constantly. I should mention that I have a lot of side hustles that I'm always working on. While
you're side hustling during the podcast. Which one is this?
This one is it's a funny little side gig where I come up with jingles for commercials.
What one are you working on right now?
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's, yeah, no problem. It's for dog food. And it goes, if you want a little chow chow, it'll make them say bow wow. Come and get it, it's Brian's food.
That's oh, so that's far. That's great. Hey,
makes
Steve.
Me want to buy some Brian's food.
Hey, yeah, Steve.
It's for Brian's food.
Do you think you could write some new entrance music for me?
Oh, yeah, I could probably do that. No problem. What's your current entrance music? I don't want to step on that.
Oh, my current entrance music is Drive All Night by Celine Dion.
Okay, well, I could do something for you like... His name's a Silky Basher. He's gonna give you a thrasher when he comes out and punches you in the nuts.
Yeah. That? Yeah. Look,
Brian's
look
food.
Right.
Yeah,
Silky's
I
gonna
might...
punch you in the nuts tonight.
Oh, okay. You don't need me.
Oh, hey, we could collaborate. It's a tag team. You know what a tag team is, Steve?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Is that where you tag and then you're a team?
Yeah, that's when you fight another wrestler. And you get a friend who is also going to wrestle with you, and you take turns beating up on the other guys.
You ever done that?
Yeah, actually. Before Jamie and I started our program where he was a good guy and I was a bad guy, when we were first starting up, just young guys, we were tag team partners.
Whoa. Wow.
That's right.
Times change, I guess.
Yeah. He was Axe Hand Warlord, and I was... Jamie Spears.
Silky Basher. Oh, Jamie you got a different
Spears.
Name.
Yep.
You were Jamie Spears, even though his name was Jamie.
Yep. He's like, hey, you want to use my name? And I was like, if you want me to, and you allow me to embody the strength of your first name, Jamie, I'll do it. And also, low-key, love Britney Spears. And a spear and an axe. Those are also weapons. I'm explaining this to you. It's a gimmick that was pretty simple. We were both medieval warriors.
You're a medieval warrior called Jamie Spears.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right. It is good. There's
not to be confused with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we don't like Jamie Lynn Spears. But gimmicks are amazing everywhere, right? You can make a character out of anything. There's this guy, right, that I wrestled in Toronto one time. All he did was record himself on a phone, and he was called the Vlogger. Pretty ridiculous, right?
You yeah, faced the Vlogger.
Wow. Yeah, of course I faced the Vlogger. The best thing was to finish the match, I took his iPhone from him, and I recorded my hand punching his nut. So it was a video, it was a vlog of me sliding through and hitting those nuts, and then I clicked upload. You know how many hits that got?
One to his
you
nuts.
You hit his nuts.
Exactly, you got ahead of the
Steve,
joke.
I love
Whoa,
you.
Oh, damn.
No, Dylan.
Sorry, we totally stole that from you.
You guys are comedians, man.
I
really respect that.
Here,
I really respect
that.
I couldn't do what you do, you know. Sometimes I try to make jokes in the ring, and people just boo me. And I say, okay, then I guess I'll just go with that because I am a bad guy, so I'll continue to make these bad jokes.
Boos are good for what you do?
That's right.
Boos are good.
You get it, Steve. You get it.
No.
Hey, thanks, man. Sorry, go ahead, Griff. I always cut you off right when you're about to say something. It's as if it's revenge.
Now, Dylan, even though you clearly want to talk more about wrestling, you are a lifeguard.
Yeah.
You were working at the Guelph Water Park in the Guelph of Ontario. Guelph, when you saw, as you were just talking about your former friend, Jamie Flanagan, you saw him dead in the big slide. You noticed his small feet sticking out of the slide. You saw so much blood, so much that you haven't seen since you punched his belt into his wiener.
Oh, yeah.
It was pouring out of the slide. Whoa. You let out a big whistle on Russ's silver old whistle.
Yep.
That meant a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long whistle. And then you stayed seated up there in shock. I'm assuming other lifeguards took care of the body, investigated it. There was a sheet thrown over. I'm sure he was wheeled out. You stayed up in your tower.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the state of the body when it was taken out of the slide?
Well, what the other lifeguards told me was that somebody bonked Jamie on the head, and it was blunt force trauma. And I think this where the blood was coming from was the back of the head.
It was the back of the head.
Yeah.
Now, okay, big bonk. That's something to go off of.
Yeah, it
Are
was
there a- any weapons? Anything that could have been nearby that you suspect? Like, is there a batting cage or something?
Or mini golf course, yeah.
No. You could hit him with a little golf ball.
Nothing like that. I just
Bonk
I
alley.
Think, I think maybe there was some Aquafit equipment around.
Okay.
Some
wait a minute.
Yeah, you look pretty suspicious here for a reason.
But
well, I besides the fact that you're good at hitting, but also you got a bunch of weights in your car too.
Right. Okay. I would never ever do that. I said I'm a heel.
Well,
in
have
the
you
ring.
Checked? Are they all still there? Are there any weights missing?
Is there any big jug of water missing?
No, there's oh, yeah, no. They're all too. Accounted for, and they're spilt and empty, and I'll have to take them back to the local Loblaws if I want to get my deposit.
You put that on a deposit on these jugs?
Yeah, everybody, you never get a blue jug of water before.
Never mind. Sorry, I was picturing a smaller jug. I know what you're talking about. Those big old jugs.
He said big jug.
Yeah,
that's what I
sorry.
Said. Big jugs.
My imagination is not quite.
He
up to
says big jug,
snuff.
And you picture a small jug.
Yeah. Come on, man. If somebody says big jugs, always assume at least 36 double D.
Oh.
Double D for delicious Dasani.
Double D for doubling down.
Yeah. Anyway, I was saying I'm not a heel in real life when I'm supposed to be a lifeguard, especially somebody who I consider my friend, so I would never hit him. And
okay,
all
so
of those weights were there.
Were there other implements at the water park?
There was a couple flotation devices. There are some pool noodles.
You mentioned Aquafit weights, but I imagine those to be like foam.
Well, they're plastic. They're made for old ladies.
They're made for bonking old ladies on the head.
No!
Yeah, when they misbehave during Aquafit.
Oh my goodness. You guys are sick. You guys should be heels. You guys should be a heel tag team.
That'd be fun. We could punch each other.
Yeah, you could be called Bonk to Death.
Steve, that would be great.
That would be good. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, this is the theme song to my favorite show, Skype. What I'm going to do is click hello. Hello? Sorry, we're just getting another call here, Dylan.
What's going on, man?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
NM, you?
Hey, just calling in. Thought I'd help.
Who is this? Who am I speaking
this
to?
This is Halton Burns, baby. I am a lifeguard at the Guelph Water Park. Long
time. Oh, do you guys know each other?
Oh.
Oh, hi, dude.
Hey, Hallie. What's going on? Why is your voice so high right now?
Oh, it's not normally like this.
Okay.
No.
He's doing this, and he's setting it up. And here's the thing. I'm a big fan of him, and I said, do the move on me. Do
oh,
the
you were
move
lucky.
On me. Yeah,
oh,
and then, he, yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. In 3 to 5 days, you should be okay, all right?
Yeah,
3 to 5 days. You're going to sound... You're going to sound like a baritone again, not a countertenor, am I right? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold your breath and countertenor. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I don't know
sorry.
What that is.
Sorry.
I'm here to help solve this damn thing. I got a text from Dylan. He said, let me tell you, it's not going well.
Yeah.
So, buddy, don't worry. I'm here.
Okay, thanks,
Dylan. Dylan, you didn't think this was a good episode?
I thought it was going well. I just think that we didn't really make much progress finding out who bonked Jamie on the head.
That's true.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So I'm up to speed. He's been texting me the whole time. So, yeah, I know what's what. And I'm here to help. Well, who's our suspect list?
Wait, did you say you know what's wet? Because water.
Yeah, I know it's wet. I just thought I'd come on and then let you guys know just some of the things I know about. Which is what?
Which is what?
What is wet?
Water is wet? Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad I can help.
I told you.
No.
I looped you in so that you could help because I know that you are around the GWP more than I am. Because I'm a busy man, of course.
Yep.
Were you stationed at the water slide?
I was at the water slide. Who was on water slide? Fiona was on water slide. I was on the hot tub.
Oh, you were on hot tub.
I was in the hot tub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on break.
I remember I didn't pull him out because I was like, hey, that guy works here. That guy works here.
Yeah. Smart.
There could be five people in there. There could be five people in there if that guy works here.
If it's an employee, yeah. I go in the middle. They can sit around me.
Yeah, of course. Maximum soak. You already know it.
Yeah, I'd like to see how long I can hold. Yeah, I put a bunch of soap in there.
Soak.
Yeah.
Why would you put soap in a hot tub? You want to make it clean or something?
Because I'm getting clean.
Oh, yeah.
It's my break.
Oh, there was maximum soap.
Yeah, maximum soap.
Maximum
Which I guess
soap.
Would be 100% soap, zero water.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Huh. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I was having a little soak.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I saw it. And first I noticed because the line was incredibly long for the slide. Not normally the case. It's our least popular thing to go on.
Does it suck?
Yeah, it smells like piss almost all the time.
Why is that?
Because people pee inside of it as they go down for maximum speed. You know, if you get a little bit more liquid on a slide where you're going down and you go extra fast, you can really shoot yourself
on
the
slide.
Or if
you're facing it head first, maybe you can use it as like a propellant.
Hmm.
Yeah, you've done this before, huh?
Peed in a water slide?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
what I do,
you piss in slides and go head first?
I stand at the top and I just pee down and then I use the ladder to climb back down.
Oh, okay. You're a man of the people. You're helping everybody get maximum velocity.
Yeah, I'm nice.
Yeah.
Well, we had a few. Unfortunately, we had a few people who did that.
Oh, no,
there were
after?
A few people who were doing that. Yeah. Yeah. They did.
That's so disrespectful.
We realized there was blockage at the bottom. No more people were allowed. Fiona was blowing her whistle like crazy. She was like, guys, we gotta, but it's a slide whistle. You can't really hear it as well.
Oh, because she's at the slide?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a gimmick.
That's good.
It's a big-time gimmick to do that. Just such a gimmicky thing to do, not even in the wrestling ring, just to have a slide whistle at the slide. It's very inefficient. You know what I'm saying? It was going
so no one knew there was a crisis. I couldn't
Everyone's
hear that.
Everyone's laughing.
From under
dancing.
From under soap in the hot tub, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah.
But then I popped up. Saw the line, said, this isn't right. Said, yeah, I'm on break. But guess what? I'm here to help. Swung by you. You punched me in the nuts real quick. And then I was like, I'm going to take matters in my own hands. And then I found the body.
Yeah.
Whoa. You actually did your job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I was in a lot of shock, okay? Everybody responds to... traumas and high stress situations in different ways.
Every lifeguard responds to an emergency at the pool in a different way.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed part of that, but I can only assume it was nice to me.
So you go to the body. When's the last time you saw that much blood?
Well, I was at this wrestling show probably a couple of... a few weeks ago, and this guy, oh my god,
Hallie, you saw Bloody Sunday? You were there at Bloody Sunday?
Yes, wow. That was you. You did a big nut punch, but it didn't go right or something. You were holding a knife, or
it's
who knows
crazy.
What happened?
It's
blood
crazy.
Everywhere, dude.
Everywhere,
crazy.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy.
So it was like that again. It was definitely like that again.
That's what I was telling these guys. That's what I was telling them.
Also, I rewatched Jaws 3. So it was a lot like that.
What happens to Jaws 3?
I think a shark roars.
A shark roars?
Yeah, is that Jaws 3?
A shark? There's shark wars?
Yeah,
there's more than one shark? Shark wars?
That's right.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, I rewatched Shark Wars. So it was a lot
Shark
like that.
Wars is what they should have called West Side Story.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. If that's both good the if both the groups were called the Sharks.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
right.
you're a shark, you're a shark all the way. Us two.
Wow. End of movie. Conflict solved.
More like West Side Short Story.
Hey, you're crazy. You're crazy.
I'm fucking
you're
crazy,
crazy,
man.
You're
and
crazy.
Then listen, and yeah, you know what? We said no, not everybody handles things the same. And yeah, maybe I didn't handle this properly because I pulled them out. I noticed the bonk on the head. I told you about that later.
Yeah, yeah,
I noticed
yeah.
the bonk on the head, but then I realized that was where the blood's coming from. And then, yeah, I panicked and I said, we got to get rid of this guy. And I pulled him up over my shoulder, kind of like fireman carry, and I just started to run as fast as I can. But then I got caught in the wave pool, and they were doing their aerobics in the wave pool, and I was still trying to run through the wave pool.
You brought the body from the slide over into the wave pool.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was just running. So I was running deeper and deeper into the wave pool. Wave pool's turning red. Old people screaming.
Old people doing aerobics in the wave pool.
Yeah, they were until I came past, swaying this corpse over my shoulder. It was horrific. It was terrible. And I came to, and I was in the back of an ambulance. They just given me a little bit of sugar. And turns out that's all I needed. So I was feeling better, and they said they'd taken the body. Yeah, I hope he's well. I hope he's well.
Oh, you haven't heard.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I can't believe I didn't notice you schlepping that body all over the pool with the old people. I was in that much of shock that I just disassociated.
Yeah,
I
will say.
My body just left. You know,
none of us reacted that well.
So who do you think bonked him on the head, Holly?
Yeah, so... Same question to both of you as before. Is there an implement at the water park that could do this? We've talked about, you know, the weights you abuse the old people with. We've talked about just some various
there's Bonk Alley.
Floaties. Oh, there is Bonk Alley.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's Bonk Alley?
Bonk Alley.
Yeah, you can tell him.
Yeah, Dylan.
Okay.
You know about Bonk? Yeah. Dylan, you know about Bonk Alley.
Okay. Bonk Alley. It is a very narrow hallway from the men's change room into the entrance to the kids' pool. So if you have to go into the kids' pool, you got to walk through Bunk Alley, where there's a lot of sharp pieces of wood and or bricks and or sliding loose materials because the Guelph Water Park invested in this giant slide instead of fixing, you know, the main way the kids can get to the pool. So if you're not careful or if you get pushed around, you could get bonked in Bonk Alley.
So no one's just cleaned up all the garbage in this passageway from the men's change room to the kids' pool.
Oh, who's
going to
do it? The kids?
Yeah, who's going to do it? The kids?
Who is it that's going to even do it? The kids, do you think?
Yeah, Griffin, who you think is going to do it? The
what about the other
people?
Half of this equation? The men.
And in your perfect utopia, who do you imagine doing this, carrying all this stuff away? Kids? Little kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds likely.
Yes,
yeah,
no,
this is
I did
problem.
Imagine little kids doing it. Now I realize that was stupid.
This is a problem with the patriarchy, not the kids. Oh, yeah, I bet you didn't expect that, right?
No, I didn't. Not from you.
No, I didn't.
I am a heel in the ring, but I'm a good guy in real life and feminist.
Okay,
I
so
never
there
punch
is
a woman
of...
in the nuts.
There's a lot of sharp pieces of wood and bricks laying around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that place is ripe with weapons. And impossible to know if anything's gone missing because there is, I would say, countless pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard to count.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's countless. It's countless. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle. Except for when you get it from the thrift store, and you don't know how many pieces there are. You simply have no idea, because it could be missing some.
It's like if they took Dracula.
It's like
out
an empty castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to say that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So what do you think? What do you think? Somebody pushed him around in Bonk Alley?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
But what was he doing on the way to the kids' pool?
Well, his daughter was there.
Oh,
he has
okay.
A daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, it had.
Oh. Oh, that's got sad.
I know.
Oh, no, is she still in the pool?
Sad. No, she's not in the pool. She's at her mom's, but she was with Jamie at the pool.
So who could have done this?
Well, who?
Did you see any other wrestlers? Sorry?
It was wrestling day.
I did. I did see another wrestler.
Yeah, it was the 12th championship belt day.
That's right. They were all popping by the pool that day. Do you know, I'm such a big fan. I got so many of them to do their moves on me. I was sore. That's why I had to go sit in the soap tub.
Okay. Boys, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
So that night, we were all supposed to be wrestling in a battle royal for the Guelph Championship belt. That's the best belt that you could get in that promotion. And a battle royal is when a bunch of wrestlers start in the ring and then they push each other out. And the last one standing is the winner of the match. So I think somebody was trying to take out Jamie before he could be in the battle royale that night. And I saw this guy, right? His name's Silvio. He is also a heel. But on top of being a bad guy in the ring, he's a bit of an asshole in real life, too.
That settles it. It's got to be him.
This was Silvio.
And guess what Silvio's finisher is?
Big bonk?
Push someone into Bonk Alley.
Push somebody into the corner of the ring so they hit their heads super hard.
That sucks.
Oh, no.
That sucks as a finishing move. Can you imagine?
I know, right? He's a heel.
My thing is I push you right into the corner and you hit your head.
He's truly a bad wrestler, a bad character, and the finisher sucks. And I think he's probably so mad that his career's not going anywhere. Nobody's scouting him. Nobody's watching his TikToks. Nobody wants to learn how to do an atomic elbow drop from Silvio.
He'd be like, give someone a push.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, giving somebody a push is a good thing in wrestling because that means they're into you and they want you to get to the top. But his pushes, those are for losers. And I bet he pushed Jamie because Jamie's so popular, you know. Jamie, I'm going to miss him. He was such a good guy. Such a great wrestler.
Me too.
I can't believe that stinky Silvio. We got to call the police before the battle royal tonight so he doesn't hurt anybody else.
Oh, and yeah. This happened like an hour ago, by the way, listeners.
You just went out to your car. I went home.
Yeah. I can't believe these guys from this podcast got us on the phone so fast, right? Like it's like they had their finger on the pulse of CP24, CHCH, all the regional newses, and they got us right here to solve that case. We got to call the police.
That's right. Yeah, we watch CP24. That's how we get all our guests.
I knew it.
Stay tuned next week for Frankie Flowers.
Hey, you know Frankie Flowers?
I don't know what that joke is, but I like it.
Yeah, we know Frankie Flowers.
Who is that?
He's been a guest. Well, he's a guy from Breakfast Television. He was like an ancillary to Kevin Frankish. He would be out in the field, usually something with flowers. That's how he got his nickname. He liked botany, but they had him doing a lot of other stuff too.
That's really nice.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. It was Stinky Silvio, who is still on the loose, and the match is tonight. Are you still going to go?
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to win that battle royal for Jamie. And I'm going to be the best champion that the Guelph promotion has ever seen. And consider this the last day that I am a heel in the ring. Because for Jamie, I'm going to turn face. And I'm going to be a good guy in the ring and outside the ring. For you, Jamie. And I'm not going to punch people in the nuts anymore.
Where are you going to punch
them? I'm going to use his finisher. I'm going to take Jamie's old finisher. Is the axe handle. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah, he did it to me.
That's right. He did it to Holly. It was you grab him, you hold him real tight, and never let go until they give up. And Jamie would never let go. And he's always going to be with us. God bless him.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song. I want to thank Brady Schumer for our art. I want to thank Matt Ouellette for this week's suggestion. If you have a suggestion for a murder, you can email us at killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, killedtodeathpodcast. Twitter, K2Dpod. We technically still have a Facebook page. We don't update it. And I think that's it for us. Dylan, what do you want people to check out? This is going to come out after your match tonight, so if you have other plugs. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I would like to take this time to talk about one of my favorite internet and wrestling personalities. His name is Anthony Hall. You can follow him on Instagram at Hall and Jokes. Legendary wordplay, I know. And you can check out
devastating.
You can check out his work. He has a show, a podcast. It's about wrestling. It's about fantasy booking wrestlers you want to see in storylines. It's called Book It Vince. And he also works on a food podcast because everyone likes to eat and laugh. And that is called Bits and Bites. That's it. That's all he does. And occasional live Toronto comedy shows.
But those will probably be promoted on Holland Jokes.
Yeah.
Steve, is there anything you want people to check out?
Yeah, if anyone wants a jingle written, call me up and I'll do it. I'll write a jingle and it won't be a bit.
Steve's jingles.
Yeah. Might be a bit.
And I want to say to all our listeners out there, whether you learned something this episode or not, email us and keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.